Let's go to Brian Bush, voice of Michigan basketball. He called the game yesterday. The Wolverines dominating really start to finish over an Indiana team that just beat Purdue and hadn't lost at Assembly Hall all season long. And just in a matter of a week, Michigan has revived their NCAA tournament chances. Nobody on their schedule seems too tough to get by. And what a difference a week makes, Brian, huh?
Yeah, Bill, there's no doubt. Thanks for having me on. You know, it was really the Hunter Dickinson show, and there were plenty of other contributors. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it was, I think, the best game from Caleb Houston. Musa Diabate played 35 minutes, and it was impactful pretty much the entire time. You had some good bench contributions from Terrence Williams II, Brandon Johns Jr., Frankie Collins. I mean, this was a really comprehensive performance, but, you know, especially on the road in this league, you kind of have to have a straw that stirs the drink, and that, as of late, has been Hunter Dickinson. I think since that second half at Rutgers, he has been tremendous, and his last two games have just been brilliant.
Yeah, it's really simple to watch this team, and that game reminded me of how they played at Nebraska and how they were dominating because Johns and Williams were hitting outside shots, and you just look at this team, and Houston, Big Ten Freshman of the Week, and a guy that most thought was the best freshman going into the season in the Big Ten. He's had his ups and downs, but it's easy. Once you hit the outside shots, the paint opens up, and Michigan's a different basketball team.
Yeah, and I think what's been effective for Michigan is that a lot of those threes in the last couple of games have really, the plays originated with Hunter Dickinson getting a double team, passing out, Michigan finding the open man. Now, obviously, you know, if you don't make those shots, then, you know, ultimately they're not going to respect them as much. But, you know, Michigan's shot the ball really well from three the last couple of games. In particular, I mean, it was their best three-point performance yesterday. So Hunter's got 10 assists his last two games. He's helping to facilitate on the outside. And it just felt like it was a matter of time for Caleb Houston. And he showed flashes and he did some good work in some home games. That was the first time he went into a hostile environment. That place was pretty packed. And he was one of the best players on the floor. And that's what we expected to see, and we'll see if that can really carry over for him.
Yeah, get Northwestern Wednesday and then trip to the Breslin on Saturday. They get these two Ws. I mean, right now some of the bracketologies have them a 9 or 10 seed. They could, by next Monday at this time, you know, be projected to be a 6 seed and probably back in the top 25 with two wins, maybe close to it. Just Howard said it when they were reeling, and especially going into that Illinois game and after it, where I'm not into a lot of effort W's, but he said, I'm not giving up on this team, and he stood behind them, and they're trying to blend players in, battle through COVID and injuries, and I just can't believe how good they looked yesterday. Amazing.
Yeah, I think that Illinois game was a galvanizing moment for this team because, you know, listen, this is one of the most talented teams in college basketball. Now, a lot of that talent is young, still needs to develop and become, you know, great college players, but the potential has always been there. And I think that game in particular showed those who played what kind of effort you have to deliver in order to be the type of team that Michigan was projected to be, that everyone in that Michigan program thought they had the chance to be. So, you know, if Michigan does indeed do what you were mentioning and go on a run here and get back, you know, firmly into the NCAA tournament, you know, maybe get into the top 25, then I think that will be a real landmark moment for this team. Weird to say in a game where you never led, but Michigan played their tails off, and now they've followed that up with two games where they've had the same effort, but they're giving better execution. They're playing better basketball. You combine those two things with a ton of talent, and that's a good combination.
Brian Bush is voice of Michigan basketball and the Wolverine IMG Network joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Wolverines with Northwestern on Wednesday. Big Michigan State matchup on Saturday at the Breslin. Brian, always appreciate the time.
You got it, Bill. Be well.
All right. Brian Bush joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. And Meyer proud to be longtime sponsors of University of Michigan Athletics.